And we're going. Oh my gosh. You know, I literally have done this podcast for 4 years, and I still don't know how to do any sort of intro or like any, I don't know how to cold open. I don't know how to do it. You would think that after some time, I'd be able to function.
It's because you're a natural, man. You don't need those gimmicky intros and all that. Like, you can just, you know, press record and just roll.
Natural born kill, yep. The vibe.
That's it. Of my life. I just love learning.
I love learning, I'm too. And I mean, it's important to keep challenging yourself, especially like right now with recording this record.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing exactly that, which is like I'm delving into stories that I haven't told. Like, for instance, yesterday I was writing this song, and I'm telling a story about when I was young, like very young, because I had a point in my life where in my teenage years, I had this weird feeling, and I think maybe a lot of kids go through this when they're having such a good time and life's just flying by, where you don't know when it's going to end or how it's going to end, but somewhere in the back of your mind, you think it's going to end quick. And that's where I was. I had a point where it was like 19 or 22. I did not think anything past that. I thought that was going to be it, tops. Like, I was going to get involved with drugs or, you know, continue doing stupid things like getting kicked out of school and, you know, all this other stuff. And I really did not think that I was going to be here, sitting with a gray and brown beard.
Yeah. Hey, I, you know what? Like, funny that you mentioned that, because I kind of, looking back now, I didn't feel it at the time, but looking back, I kind of felt the same way. I was just, I never really imagined, like, being past, I don't know, like, 22, 23, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. To me, it was just like that short window of time, like, whatever that window was. But, like, I never really pictured myself being, like, this age, you know? So, it's kind of weird how that played out.
It's very strange.
It is.
It's a very strange feeling to feel like it's over before it starts.
Right.
Like, I think that was the main part of the story was like, and I mean, there's so many, the lyrics, you'll understand when you hear it, but like when you listen to a song like this, it's going to be like, this is a journey that no one wants to be on to their core. They're like, this is not a fun thing. It was just like, I was so worried about it. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, am I sick? Like, is something happening to me? Lo and behold, I have, like, whatever amount of time later, I get two tumors removed. So, I mean, I guess that's...
Oh, no way. Actually, I didn't know that.
I didn't really tell a lot of people. I that kind of stuff, I don't want to worry anybody. Not that they would be. It wasn't anything really to worry about. It was like a routine surgery. They do that like clockwork now. It's not like it was in 1980 when people didn't know what breast cancer was. You know, the technology between then and now is vastly different. Vastly different. But anyway, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in-house, we got John Bonroyer, my legendary Florida friend who is... to his bones, a New Englander, and
Absolutely. Loves
me, so I have to have him on again.
Absolutely. We have, whether you like it or not, we have that bond, you know, that New England bond.
And, you're telling me.
You know, somebody talks to you, I feel like I'm back home.
You have to have those people in your life. You can't just, you know, even up here, John, it's getting a little clicky. Like we talked about on the phone, it's...
Yeah. I've noticed that, but I guess, I don't know, like, maybe it's because, I don't know if it was the times where, like, we were growing up, or if it was just the area, or a combination of the two, but it was just different, you know? It was just, I don't know how to describe it, honestly, but the energy that people are, like, you know, radiating back then, it was just different than what it is right now.
What was your childhood like? What was your neighborhood looking like back in the day? Like, did you have a crew that you hung with back then? Like, were your parents around much to bother you? Or, like, what was going on?
No, I was very independent from a very young age. So my parents weren't really in the picture much. Not that they didn't do their job, because they clearly did. But it not in after I reached a certain age, I just did my own thing. But I always had great people around me, you know, just guiding me. Obviously, you know, being young, making mistakes and all that, you can't really avoid that. But as much as I guess, you know, the knowledge that I had at the time, I did avoid a couple of things that could have been really bad now, you know, for my life. But I, you know, I was surrounded by great people. When it comes to like my area or where I grew up, it was just a mixture of people as well. So that in turn just allowed me to, you know, just connect with people from, you know, different places and backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So I never really had just like a particular clique. Maybe I did, but I like to think that I just branched out and just, you know, made friends with everybody. I was known by just, you know, being very out there when I was younger. But what most people don't know is the fact that I'm really, really, really reserved. Like, I was telling somebody the other day, I think it was Logan, actually. I was telling him, I'm like, if you really, really think about it, you don't know many things about me. Once you start thinking about it, you're like, huh, what is he? A couple of little things like that, like you kind of don't know the little details about my personality, and it's because I'm very reserved, and not for any particular reason. I'm just my personality. But anyways, you know, just going back to the point, I just was very out there and making friends with everybody back then.
That happened to me. It didn't happen to me until I got in my teenage years is when I started playing music. I think without playing music, I wouldn't have the confidence to talk as much trash as I do. Like, that sort of life and, like, skateboarding, punk rock music, like, the whole thing, the whole 90s yeah. into, like, 2000s, you know, kid gang life, whatever you want to call it, it was the realest thing in the world to me. Like, still is. Even to this day, it's like you'd think I'd get tired of, you know, Snoop talks about being tired of rapping and then he goes reggae, but then goes right back to rap. Because that's who he is. You know, I could never stray away. So I think some of that stuff is still in there. But, I mean, it's confidence comes from being on stage and, like, just not even having the audience right in front of you, you still can't see them. Like, that's how I operate. With everything, you know, they're just, it's nothing. You have to just move forward with what you love and what you're good at. And then, you know, you see through the audience reactions after the show when they're talking to you, you know?
Yep.
Like, that's the most realist thing on earth. And it's like, if I didn't have that, I would not have the courage to face, had the courage to face anything in life, like jobs and, you know, families and relationships. It's like you got to get your confidence from somewhere, and that was a big part of it.
That I can definitely relate to what you're saying. I feel also like, you know, that kind of I don't want to say like lifestyle necessarily, but like experiences, I guess, they prepare you for other things, you know, outside of their own thing, you know, like they prepare you for, I guess, things that you didn't think you were capable of. And then you look back and you're like, huh, you know, I wonder how I was able to just pull that one off.
True.
Because, you know, before I probably wouldn't have been able to.
Well, it goes along with what I was saying earlier.
Right.
You know, when I thought I was going to die at 19 or 22, you know, and then the next chapters came, I had already been in bands at that point and gained that level of respect for myself to where once I started it distracted me from everything else that was going wrong.
Right.
Like, the only thing that mattered was I was getting together with my friends you know, whenever I could, whenever I had a chance to breathe, like, with them playing music. You know what I mean? It's like, and not even necessarily just the band, but just, like, other artists that I collaborated with. That's why it's such a great time, it, like, during that soda period where the camaraderie was at its peak. You know, this this before COVID. Like, it, like 2017 to 2019, we were on the road. Like, every other weekend, it seemed like. On the road, whatever. And then, but the guys that came with those shows, like, I would never trade anything in the world for that. It was some of the best times in my life, hands down. And those guys would agree. So it's crazy how you can go from one introspective of, this is it, I'm going to get ran over tomorrow, I'm going to die, whatever. And then the next thing, you're not even thinking about it. It's gone.
So, yeah, it's all growing up, you know. It's we have to go through those little, like, peaks and valleys in life to really put things into perspective later on, you know. At the time, we might not even know, like, what phase of life we're in. But, you know, later on, you look back and you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense now.
Let's say, you know, it happened to me today, you know, on a day when I was supposed to be paying attention. My mind was just thinking about, you know, because I'm such a psychopath. It goes in 18 different directions all the time, John. I don't know how to explain it, but it's...
you don't have to, because I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah, like, somebody will say one thing, and I'll try to capture it, but I'll also be thinking about 10,000 other things. So...
Yep.
But what I was going to say was, thank God. Thank God that did happen to me, where I was able to push back those harsh feelings.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And I look back on those moments, like you were just saying about looking back. You have to do that sometimes. Like, not take all the stuff out of the basement, but just peek at it and just make sure that it's in its place. And that you're moving forward. You know? It's so important. And I think, especially with you guys, like, you know, you got a new lineup in the band, and it's probably a little bit odd, because I've been through it. A lot of us have. It must have been a little bit challenging, but also a little bit exciting, I would think.
Yeah, it's a weird, I guess, feeling. But it's not at the same time. It's good and it's different, you know? Like, it's I don't know really how to describe it, but I'm pretty sure you probably know what I'm referring to. It's mm-hmm. just, it's a new thing. It's a new feeling. It's a new, you know, band, concept. Everything is pretty much brand new. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. But also, the old stuff, you still have it, like, you know, in your heart, and it's there. So you kind of miss it sometimes, for the lack of a better word. But, you know, you just realize it live moves on, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You just keep going. So it's a little bit exciting, but also it's kind of like, you know, I kind of also miss, you know, the old days a little bit.
Oh, my God, dude. I was thinking about that. Like, I'll happen upon old videos. Like, I'll go into my I call it my history laptop, and it's like, I have a laptop. This is like Windows Vista. That's how old this thing is.
Oh,
and every once in a while, I'll plug in that battery and I'll go in and I'll look at and check out all the old stuff from the old days. And it was just like, wow, that was 2 seconds ago.
What happened? That's how I.
One thing I was going to tell you is, my God, you killed that Journey song. That Faithful cover that you did, bro, that was beautiful. I was like, there's no way that he's not going to kill this song. As soon as I saw the footage and heard the piano, I was like, yep, this is up John's alley. He just destroyed everybody.
I appreciate so it, sick, but I'm not 100% with it just yet. Like, I feel like there are a couple of things that I still got to tweak. But, you know, nonetheless, I definitely appreciate it, you know, Yeah, especially coming from you, because you know how hard these things are. But I want to really, like, perfect it for, you know, like, I want to make it better. I want to make it special. Those songs like that, they're very, you can't really mess it up, you know? I don't think I necessarily messed it up, but I don't think it was also what I had in mind. So, like, I want to do better, you know? So, it's a weird feeling. So,
Steve Perry is such a legend, dude. That guy,
oh, man.
That guy's voice was, when he joined Journey, that was the best. Like, squad through Journey's history. I mean, the guy now is great. He sings nice, but I mean, that whole era of, like, just those live shows were
great.
Insanely good.
Good. And I obviously cannot hit, you know, his notes. Let's put it that way. I don't think very, very, very few people on this planet can possibly do that, but I just wanted to come as close to it as possible. And you know, to where, like, people actually felt good about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to be Steve Perry or anybody else but myself. But, you know, I kind of wanted to take it as close to it as possible.
True. I mean, like, you know, that's what I was thinking about today, though. Like, when I was thinking about later on, I was trying to remember what I was thinking about earlier. It was this conversation, because I was thinking in my head, I'm like, me and John should do a duo of that. Like, have him sing the first, it'd be perfect. Have you sing the first line, I come in and sing the second line, and then we both a cappella, like, throughout the rest of the song. I'm like, that would be sick.
Absolutely. But I do have to say, man, if it wasn't for the band, you know, none of this would have happened. You know, they are the really grind it out, man.
Oh, yeah, those guys rule. I mean, I want to get Chris on here. I haven't had him on here yet.
Oh, man. Definitely do it, please, because he's got tons and tons and tons of experience. I think over 30 years of experience just playing, so longer than probably have been alive. Just playing.
He's a sweetheart. He's like such a
nice guy. He is great. He is great. And, you know, my other bandmates too, you know, Logan and also Cooper, Brian, but we call him Cooper. And man, when I tell you, like, they put in the work. And they come prepared every single time. So I'll honestly admit this. Like, I'm the one that's always lagging behind when it comes to preparation. So the fact that they're able to, like, even just put up with that is just amazing to me.
Yeah.
You know, just they know that I can do better, but they're like, you know, it's okay. Today was, you know, one of those days, whatever. It's fine. Let's move on to the next.
We're all gonna have those.
Yeah, but they understand, and that's the one thing that, like, it really makes a relationship great. You know what I mean, within the band, because we all have off days, but it's really hard when, like, three out of the four are fully prepared, and then that one weak link is not. You know, then the other three might possibly feel like, you know, they kind of wasted their time. There's a lot that's involved in, and well, you know,
you probably take it just as hard as I do. I mean,
that's the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying. It's just, you know, they're nothing but amazing. You know, just putting up with that, just coming prepared every single time. You know, they're ready to do pretty much anything at any time. So you couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Yeah, it's true. And I mean, it's like, for me, I was in a 3-piece band.
Oof.
And we were really good. And it was just like, we had so much potential. Like, if things had continued, I genuinely believe that we would have played so much more, like, so many more shows and gone on a tour. You know, we had so much music, John. It was crazy. And then, but it's like, I remember back in those days being on stage and doing a bad job and taking it home with me, like, just torturing myself. Like, I just wouldn't talk to any. I'd get off stage and leave the venue and, like, pack my stuff and just sit in the car and be like, what? Like, I remember it was, like, the second to last show. I bombed so hard, and I knew exactly why. Like, I did it to myself. I went, you know what happened? I went and ate before the show. That's a no. Ooh. I can't do that. Me first, like, now, maybe now, like, that it's not all on me, like, as far as, like, the band goes, it's just me, I can kind of, and I've also lost 80 pounds since 2021, so that's helped. But, you know, like, those shows, I would beat myself up badly, like, and not share any of it with anybody. I think that's probably the first time I've actually said it on the show that I literally have such a hard time with not being enough. And then on top of that, you put the band in perspective. I'm letting them down, I'm letting the audience down, and I'm letting me down. It's like all those mean thoughts come into play. So yeah, I get that 100% why you carry that. It sucks. It's a crappy feeling.
It does. I mean, and those are like things that we're always going to have to deal with for pretty much the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
You know, we will never have that, like, one absolutely perfect type of show. Like, the one that, like, ticks all the boxes. We will never have that. Let's be realistic. But, I mean, unless we have, like, a $1 million team or something like that. But, you know, we don't have that.
Do you have a, not to interrupt you, but, like, what you just said made me want to ask you a question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a favorite show that you've done up to date?
Unfortunately, no.
No?
And the thing is, not because of the band. The band, like, if I was just, like, in the audience and I was just watching the band, I can definitely pick out, like, every show that I think is the best. Like, you know, I can rank them from 1 to 10 or whatever. Me, I feel like I can do better. I go into the mindset of, like, I want to give, you know, 100%, but for whatever reason, I end up giving 60%. Now, so I'm trying to get over that little hump, you know, mentally, physically, whatever it is that I need to figure out. I just want to be able to break that. And I don't know, I can't pinpoint it. I don't know exactly what it is. Like, you can actually, you know, ask the guys if you want. We always peak. Or especially, let me just actually talk about me. I always peak the last practice before any show.
Yeah.
If we were able to do that one practice as a show, then I would probably be a little bit more, you know, more content. But I'm not satisfied just yet with my performance.
Right.
And I am satisfied.
Right, and it's that happens to more people more often who do what we do than you think. It's like, but we did the same thing. There were practices where we were like, it was all a whole different mess of situations, but there were always practices where we're like, this is what we need to do.
Right.
As a group. Like, it wasn't just me failing. I want to actually... Like, everyone will mess up no matter what. Your drummer is going to hit the wrong tom. Your singer is going to hit the wrong note. Your bass player is going to be drinking coffee. You know, it's going to happen. So, you know, to say that, you know, it's not a collective group effort is a folly. It's everybody. But, I mean, I think what you're trying to say is, like, I mean, I've had practices where we went out and did exactly what we said we're going to do. Just not up to, like, the best standards, but I've also bombed quite a lot. I mean, in 20 years, you're going to bomb.
Happens. At least the performances that I've been part of, you performing, every single time is better.
Thanks, John.
And the thing is, material every time. So, and that's not easy to do. Like, I don't know if people actually know this, but, like, that's hard, you know, just bringing new material, like, over and over. Maybe you might have played, like, one or two songs here and there that are probably the same, but, like, for the most part, like, I've heard new material from you. Well, I've only been part of three of your performances, but, you know,
every one of those, like, seeing you brought my mood up. Like, I was like, at the first time I ever saw you, I was like, this guy is a star. He knows exactly what he's doing. He connects with the audience. You connected with the audience way more than I did that night, dude. Way.
That's probably how.
Trust me.
But that's probably how you feel. But like,
I was there.
I told you, there's something about just a man and a guitar, and that's it. That's like music in the most like purest form. There's something about that people just admire, you know? Mm. A band is a collective effort, you know? So it's not the same, because in your case, it's all you. Mm-hmm. You're 100% it, right? You know, I'm part of a band, you know, luckily for me. And it's, you know, the effort gets divided into four pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier. You know, for us to, I guess, put on a better show, if you want to call it that. But in your case, it's all you. And the fact that you're able to put on a really, really, really good performance, just being you, you and your guitar, and that's it, and still connect with the audience, man, that is powerful. I'll tell you that.
Don't make me cry, okay? That's not.
It's the truth, man. I'm telling you, I don't say things just to say them.
I know you don't. Really, that's why I talk to you.
It's just... Every single time you're up there, man, and when you hit the high notes, you know, it's powerful.
I wouldn't believe it. Do it any other way. I don't know another way to approach those moments. Like I think maybe from what we're talking about, from the times that we did bomb, it's like every time you want to go up and do better than the last. Like you said, you want to make yourself better, and it's like I can't. I learned that through school. I really went to school when it came to, like, being on my own and starting from scratch. Mm-hmm. Like you said, just me and that guitar, me going to Acoustic Thursdays every night in a little rinky-dink town that I live in, and I never played the same set once. I always went with something new. I had to. Like, you had to school yourself and be like, you can't do what you did last time because then you're going to become repetitive and no one's going to want to see that. It's like, perfect it before, and then go out and do it. So it's just like, all practice, you know, the whole nine.
Yeah, exactly. And for the audience that's listening, that is not easy. That's not easy to do. You know, just pull, especially the older you become, the more of an adult you are, and the more responsibilities you have, the harder it gets to be able to, you know, actually get those things in motion. And the fact you're able to do that, man, props to you.
Dude, it's great. I mean, I'm so happy. Like, it's an amazing thing, but I mean, I don't know. I think I'm not playing as much as I used to because life happens, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
But, sure. I mean, by that same token, I do have more time to prepare. And, you know, when I do get up on stage, it's guns blazing. Like, it has to be. Like, I don't know, again, I don't know how to do it any other way. Like, when you see me walking up on stage to 2001 Space Odyssey, like, that's a homecoming party for me. Like, we did the same thing when I graduated high school. This is like 11 years ago. That just showed my age. We did the same thing. Like, I went out to 2001 and played in front of, like, whatever amount of people were there, 200 people, something like that. And it was just, you have to play it up like it's the biggest show of your life or you're never going to do good.
That's it. And you know, I know that you also appreciate the comments, you know, people coming up to you saying, hey, you know, you did amazing.
I don't. I hate them all. Don't talk to me after the shows, losers.
I am not 100% satisfied. You know, and I don't think I will ever be, but I just want to be able to do better. You know, I just want to present the audience like, okay, this is how I break it down in my head. If you are taking out of your time, you could have been doing anything else. If you are taking out of your precious and valuable time to go see us do something that we love and we care about, you might not necessarily like the type of music that we play, but you are taking out of your day to come see us. The least that I can do is try to put on a good show or try to make you feel better at some point in the show.
You made me feel better, dude. Like I said, the first time I saw you, I didn't even know who you were, but you did that for me.
I'm trying to just, you know, keep that in the forefront of my head. I'm like, I just want to keep doing better because that's honestly the way that I feel. Like, mm-hmm. I don't take time lightly, you know? Mm-hmm. I really value it from people. But again, you know, it's just, I know there are certain unrealistic things in my brain that are never going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I just want to do the best I can. And you know, I know the guys are definitely doing a great job, so I want to be able to keep up with them as well.
Yeah, they're talented, man. I mean, so what are you guys called now?
Oh. Tonen. So Tonen.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a weird, not a weird, it's just a unique name. Chris actually came up with it.
Huh.
And then we just, you know, voted for it. I'm going to be 100% honest. I was the one that, you know, wasn't like necessarily the happiest with, but I came around to it. You know, I'm glad they picked that name, and, you know, we all collectively did, but I'm glad that they pushed it out, you know, more than I did. You know, it's grown on me now.
Yeah, I mean, it's names are hard, like, to come up with something like that. I mean, it's never easy. Ours was an acronym.
So, oh, what was it?
SOTA stood for Signals Over the Air. So it was SOTA.
Oh.
So it was SOTA was the acronym.
Wow, okay.
That was the craziest thing in the world. The craziest thing in the world is when you're backstage and you hear people saying it. Like,
oh man.
Before you come out on stage, it's like, really? You know, is this for us? We're 12. You know? But it's a really crazy thing and an honor, really, to go out there, and especially when you have like one good song that people like and they know the words.
Oh man.
Like, I remember,
that must be
like my best friends who knew all the words to our songs or whatever, it's something special. For sure. When you're connecting with an audience, it's like, and you know you are. Like, you probably have those moments on stage too where you see one or two people that are like,
yep.
Whoa. You know, that's a special thing.
We wanna be able to like capture that as well. That's the reason why like we started to work on a couple of original things.
Great.
So we'll see what comes out of that. So we're scheduled to, you know, put some stuff together. I'm not gonna, you know, talk about more than that.
Alright.
But we hope it's gonna be up to people's liking and standards, you know.
It's so hard, dude. It's so difficult.
It is.
It's like,
and go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've interrupted. I'm ruined. No, go ahead, John.
No. I was gonna say, like, it is especially hard for me like to write songs nowadays because it's life, you know, like I don't have it anymore, or I didn't have it until like 2 weeks ago or something like that. It's just, I didn't have that muse per se, you know, life's just busy, and I kind of lost that ability at least for a little while. But I'm starting to get it back, and I'm trying to write some good stuff. But it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard. I don't know how you do it.
Because I don't have a family. You have a life. What do you mean?
But still, you know, it's just still not easy. You know,
We go through things. All go through things in different stages.
Yep.
I gotta send you another link because we got like less than a minute, but we'll. Come back to this thought.
Let's do it.
Hey, we're back.
There we go. Much better now.
Oh my gosh, dude. Oh, and the cops are going by. And an ambulance. Woo! See, that's why we do this, John. We get to capture moments in crazy towns.
Beautiful.
How can you hear me okay? Is this good?
Yeah. Perfectly fine.
All right, great.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. We're good, dude. We're recording.
Okay.
We're going.
Perfect.
Awesome. So, I already forgot what we were talking about. It's only been 2 minutes.
Me too, man. I have short-term memory, so.
We were talking about being on stage and connecting with the audience. And
oh, yes.
Writing, how hard writing is.
Yes.
I mean, the only reason why I have ideas is because I just think too much. So some of that has to go on paper. And, you know, but when you write, it's a completely different realm, especially when you want to write, but you can't think of flipping anything. And
yeah, that's me.
Yeah, like that was happening to me yesterday. But I mean, and I'm the one who went through it all. But at the same time, it's hard to put it together.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm not really sure where it comes from. Like inspiration just for something random. Like even I'll be at work sometimes and I'll have an idea. Like I think I wrote one of the songs at work.
You see, like I was able to do that back then, but now it's just totally different. Like I don't even have a process on how I write things. Like I can just quite literally, like, just like you said, it could be at work. It could be like I'm just listening to music in the car and I just think about something great. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
But it's hard now. It even me just actively trying to come up with something is just it's not working.
Yeah,
you know, or as well as it did back then. So
right. Hey, do you mind if we stop for a second? I just want to make sure we're not going in too much. I want to make sure the recording's good.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Absolutely.
All right, we're good to go.
There we go.
All right. Anyway,
technology.
I think yes, technology sucks, dude. I can't wait to like get a laptop and just, you know, figure the rest of this crap out, but there's so much. Anyway. So
we're just old.
I think we're getting to that point where it's like it doesn't even matter. We're not going to win.
Yeah.
So might as well just join them. Anyway.
Yep.
Whatever. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But, it's a tall order. It really is. Like, that whole thing of like, trying to put together ideas and, you know, see if they work, see if they fit. It's a really tough process. I mean, I never in a million years... I don't think enjoyed writing. It's like, it's not like you enjoy it until you get a smart idea. Like I really wrote a good line down yesterday that, you know, it's like, it's more satisfactory than anything else that could be in the song almost. Like it's just that one gem out of all the words. So, yep. I mean, who knows what fits or what doesn't fit, brother? Honestly, it's like, it's all a feeling in your heart.
Right. Exactly. And honestly, like, also, it's the fact that, like, I just hate cheesy stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like writing just cheesy lines just because they rhyme. Like, I want things to sense. I want things to really be kind of like a story, you know, whether it happened to me or not. Something that kind of makes sense, you know what I mean, for the person listening. Or something that they're able to relate to. So that's also another thing that prevents me from putting just anything out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's... What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure you probably know exactly
what you do. I do. I mean, it's like you're being thrown something great
like a feeling or a riff or, you know, whatever the band brings you, it's like, I mean, right. I had that struggle as well. It's like, even though we were writing good music, it's like, I don't know what to put to this sometimes. But I mean, back then I just had so many ideas. But I mean, I think like you said, that life gets in the way, you're not thinking about things as much, you know. I mean, for you, what I was saying before, when I said you got a family and you have a life, it's like you have responsibilities that I don't have. So it's just like, I have more time on my hands to think about literally everything than under the sun, and it's not good. It's like,
well, that's
so nine times out of ten, it's like trying to find a good idea in the pile of everything that's going on in my brain is, it happens probably as often as an idea for you comes up, believe it or not. Yeah. You'd be
surprised. Yeah, I think actually I would do better, and I hate saying this because it sounds so bad, but like it's just the best, I guess, for at least for male art to get the hearts broken. You know,
yeah.
So that way, all those feelings, you know, can inspire you to write like really cool music.
Oh yeah, it's a struggle.
Otherwise, you know, too hard. Right. Like, I'm very happy my current life, but unfortunately, that just I don't know how to write happy music.
No,
you know what I mean?
It's very hard.
Right. So I'm pretty sure, you know, there's great people out there that can do it, you know, but I'm just not one of those.
No.
So well, I don't know what else to do.
The point is like, you know, I think the people who do struggle, they write the most like amazing things. They write stuff that has always been on their heart, like for a long time.
Right.
Because they just constantly go through it. I think us, we're genuinely happy sort of people, I think, or try to be.
Yep.
And, you know, we don't like to bring up those sad moments. I mean, I think about that stuff. I don't want to bring it up. It's just revisiting old stuff.
I that's exactly, like, I was trying to, I guess, channel that in a way.
Yeah.
And come up with ideas, but it's hard. If you're not going through it at the moment, sometimes it's hard. But, you know, it'll probably hit me to where, like, you know, I will be inspired to write something out. But that's why, like, dude, I keep saying it, and I'm not just saying it to say it. I'm actually – I mean it when I say you have a great talent. You're able to write a lot. Yeah.
All right. I think we're good to go now. God dang it, brother.
Man, life. That's all we can say.
What is your take on, like when you're up on stage, you know, you have a lot of influence around you. You have the band and worrying about them, and you got the audience thinking about them a little bit. Like, do you find a happy medium connection on, like, where you are mentally when you're up there? Like, just what spot you're supposed to be in? Do you have to prepare for that?
Yes and no. So, I used to have those, or used to think about those things, but as of late, I received a really, really good advice. It actually came from my wife, believe it or not. And she said, every time you start thinking about those things, you overthink too much. Mm-hmm. And then you don't do exactly what you set out to do. So instead, just go blank. You know, just don't think about nothing at all. Because my biggest thing, and everybody knows this, it's not even a secret. Mm-hmm. My biggest thing is remembering lyrics.
Yeah.
I have such a short-term memory, and I cannot for the life of me remember lyrics, like, very well. So it's a constant battle. And when I go up there, I used to just try to, like, hammer it down, you know, try to remember the lyrics as much as possible. She told me that, and I've applied it, and it works. You know, just try to, you know, just be blank, if that makes any sense.
You guys also play multiple songs. Like, it's not like you're playing just five. You know, you're playing at least 20-something, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. We usually, depends on the show, we can do anywhere from, like, you know, 15 to, like, 22, 23.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I vary a lot.
Did your band back in the day, when you were up north, did you guys have, like, multiple-hour shows like I did?
We have never been actually part of a band that has had more than, like, a two-hour show.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's been, like, kind of like our limit, because the thing is, when it comes to a band, unless you have it in, like, multiple sets, the guys that are playing instruments will definitely get tired.
Yes.
You know, just playing the instruments much quicker than my voice will get tired.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of play it a little bit different when it comes to how we do things. So I have this little set, per se, that is just me in the crowd, just a cappella. And that gives them time to, you know, grab a quick drink or, you know, rest their fingers a little bit or whatever it is. So I kind of make it last about, like, 5 to 8 minutes, something like that. That's so that cool. Way they fully recover.
Yeah.
And then for me to recover my voice and all that, they have, like, instrumentals throughout our sets, like maybe one or two. So I step off, they just keep playing, and it's just them, and I just go take a, you know, quick drink or whatever, and, you know, just relax a little bit.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good fortitude to have, because, you know, I remember we did sort of the same thing where I would sort of end the show kind of, and then they'd come back out and play a few more songs, or like I would do a solo song on my acoustic guitar, or you know, or I would solo for a little bit, and it was fun, man. And we also just like make up little songs, like the feeling song was just a joke. We made up this song, and the lyrics were literally this: "This is a song about our feelings and how we can't go to sleep at night." And it was just like four chords of just stupid, and it. We didn't do it every show, but, like, it was a good part of the show where it's just, like, we had a lot of banter between me and Sully and everybody, really. And so I was like, that was a good breaking point in the set to relax for a second.
And I feel like we definitely got to have that.
Yeah, you guys, we
get, like, too serious about things, you know?
You got to have some fun. You know, it's like, that was the coolest part about being in the band, was getting done with the show and going back to my house to party.
Like, yeah,
that's just when we had shows in town, you know, or in Marlboro or in Keene or whatever. Everybody came back to my house to party, like in Marlboro when I was living there. It was just a fun, like, neighborhood sort of time. It was a good time. Like, that was always, you know, like every time we hung out, I think it's been kind of a party. Like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I want to do something up north. Like, I just miss it, man. I don't know what it is, but I just want to do something. Like, I want to, like, throw, like, a big party or something like that. You know, just some, maybe this year. I don't know. I don't know how to organize it, how to, like, what to do, but that's just been in my mind. So I want to make it happen.
Party for you.
Ooh. Okay.
So,
yep, by the way,
back in the day, one of my friends, she who used to get all of us like teenage kids together, still talk to her to this day. She had this thing called the floating torso party, where you turn all the lights off and everybody wears a white t-shirt.
Wow, that is so cool.
And then just like lights and dancing and like a disco ball, like the whole thing. It was hysterical. You just see 1,000 t-shirts floating across dark room.
That's all.
Yeah. That was that. I've never talked about that before. That's hilarious.
That is interesting, because actually I'm also thinking about throwing a party around here. And I had an idea. I'm not going to say it out loud, but that idea that you just said might be better than the idea that I just had. So maybe I'll just steal it from you.
Go ahead. You can have that one. You can have that one. As long as I can hide it.
Well, I mean, you'll be... Oh, absolutely. Oh, definitely, dude. You're definitely there, man.
Yeah, man. Those parties were fun.
Yeah, I... It's up north is different when it comes to partying. Oh. You know, like what you guys are great.
It's
fun. You know,
it's just a hang.
It is.
You know, and it's a hang with everybody. Like, it's not just a hang with 5 people. It's a hang with 20 or 30 people that you're close to. It's
right.
It's just a cool. It's completely different. Down there, there's 100,000 people in your yard, and you have a trailer with the thing cut open.
Which is fun, by the way.
It was a blast. You know? I had a great time. I'm the only joke.
Oh yeah. Well, unless you know, it's like 110 degrees in the trailer. That, which you know, I've experienced that before, and yeah, I don't know how I did it last time, but it's definitely not fun. But hey, we do what we have to do.
Did you ever do like a charity event when you were? When you were playing at one point in your career, did you ever like have a cause?
No, at least not yet.
No, that'd be cool. I hope you guys get something like that. For me, I know so many people, so like I was well connected with like who, you know, one of my friends. Unfortunately, he's still with us, but he got electrocuted. Like he was very intelligent. He could make he had this wooden box that was attached to wires, and you'd have to hook it up to a car battery, but it would like burn stuff into wood. I don't know that thing.
Wow.
He was putting it together and he didn't know something was live, and he touched the wire and it burned like his entire arm, like kind of like how Chris's arm sort of looks. Like this was this interesting thing. His fingers, it went all up his arm. So anyway, he got like third degree burns and he had to go to the hospital. He was in there it was a bad situation. Like he was in the hospital for, I want to say like a month, getting skin grafts and, you know, tests and vitals, the whole nine. So his medical bills were just skyrocketed. And so, you know, when stuff like that happens, it's like, I hear about it. I got to do something. Like I got to make some sort of, it's just the way I'm wired. Like I wanted to do something, and I got 5 bands together, 5 acts, us included. We were on the bill. $10 a head. Come in, get free pizza. Come see 5 bands. You know, it was great. I mean, I think we raised over $500 for him, and you know, it wasn't nearly anything close to what he should have earned. But you know, it was something.
That camp, and you know how incredible that you know. I'm just, you know, trying to put myself in his shoes. Like, it must have been incredible just to think that, like, you know, that many people actually care about you, you know? That's great. That's a great feeling.
Well, it's like, I think for that, I play better. Like, with stuff like that happens and I have a reason to do it, you know, because I still have a reason to do it now. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. But when stuff like that comes up of importance, that drives me to do even better. Like, it's so important. Like, to have a reason to push yourself to do something like that is very, very important. It's a drive. It's a certain drive.
I could definitely see that. And that's why, like, you know, I want to do something up there, because I feel like I owe it to my people. And yeah. I want to be able to, like, you know, give... First of all, I want to be able to see all my friends, you know, and just having a good time. Because, unfortunately, like, every time I'm up there, I can't visit everybody, you know, the way that I would want to. But, you know, just have everybody together would be great. And just give them a reason to party, you know?
Yeah, man. It's...
And I...
It's so special. To do it. And, I mean, like, I was thinking this the other day. It's like, if you came up here and we walked into a place together, how many people would be like, how in the world do they know each other?
I know, man. I was just actually thinking about that, like, 2 days ago. I'm like, we actually have a lot of friends in common. Yeah. But for some reason, we didn't know each other. Like, man, that's crazy. And out of all places, we ended up meeting here, you know?
I know. It was so that's strange.
Yeah, but hey, that's how life works, yeah. You know?
Catch 22. I was in Florida one time, and there was a buddy of mine, his cousin just showed up at this random place I was at. I'll tell you after. But he showed up. I see this kid get out of a Mustang, and it was my friend James Gibo's cousin, and he's from up here, and I'm down in Florida. I'm like, Joey? What are you doing here? Know, but
that's great.
Yeah, stuff like that's awesome. What's where are you guys going next? What's the plans?
We are thinking about something maybe the end of May. So, and I think somebody's gonna be a part of it.
Oh God.
So once we put all the details and, you know, we iron things out, we're definitely going to be able to let everybody know. We want to make it, like, super special and the best one yet. But there's a couple of details we still got to work out. But definitely, you know, we'll keep everybody in the loop.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's going to be... I was thinking about the last time. I was like, the Trash Pandas came. It's like, I haven't hooked up with those guys since 2018.
Oh, so you actually knew them before this?
Oh yeah, oh. I knew them way before. This was like back in our doing our 2 year run when we were on the road all the time. We did our show. We got called down to Florida because, of course, my connections.
Right.
And you know, they just said, "Do you want to play this huge sort of Coachella theme graduation party?" And we were like, "Sure."
Perfect.
And they were paying us and. You know, we went down. It was Coachella. My hair was blonde. I was wearing a crazy outfit. It was, and the Trash Pandas, we were headlining, but they opened up for us. Yeah. Those guys were fun.
They're
to
great.
Hang out with.
They're great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to be able to do something like that again and just, you know, have multiple bands. So maybe that's what's going to happen on this next gig. So we'll see.
The drummer's from Jersey, John. Like, I think a couple of those guys are from up here.
Really? Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to them very much because you know how it goes. You know exactly how it is.
You're talking to 1,000 different people. Everyone's coming at you from different directions. There's no getting around it.
Exactly. So just like, you're not trying to be mean or anything like that, but just, you know, you just unfortunately can get to everybody. I wish I could, but, you know, trying to add everybody, and especially the day of the setup, which you already know that is a crazy day for all bands involved.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely challenging, but next time around, I think I'm going to take the time and, you know, talk to them and get to know them a little bit better.
All right, facts, brother. All right, where can they go check you out? Plug. It's all you.
Pretty much, I guess my only social media, which is my Instagram, and I think it's at jroyer28, so JROYER28, if I'm not mistaken.
Where's the band one?
And then the band one is at Official Tonen, TONEN, so just all together or lower caps. Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
All right, go check them out. Go see their content. Go hear John's beautiful voice and the awesome dudes behind him. You're the best, brother. I love you. Thanks for coming on, as usual. You know, you really...
Thank you, sir.
It's always good to chop it up with you because I know that we're cut from the same cloth in a number of ways. And...
Absolutely.
To always hear your voice and your stories and your support is like, it's the most important thing I can have, and I appreciate it, dude.
Man, it's always a pleasure speaking with you, and, you know, it's always refreshing, you know, and again, I don't say things very lightly, so I do mean it. So thank you very much. It's always great. And even when we have our personal, you know, conversations, you know, off the air, you know, it's always great.
It's the best.
I love it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to wrap this thing up. I told you I'd be back with another episode, you savages. Okay? Whoop, whoop. No more lying. Anyway, all right, this has been a Why You Laughing Pod, and we are clear.